Jesus, I've got something more than gold. I'll tell it to the
sun.
Jesus is more than gold.
Hallelujah.
And to show that you appreciate God, at least for making you to cross over and see a new month, can you please put your hands together for the Lord Jesus Christ? You can do better. You can do better. Money cannot afford this day. It's not because you are rich. It's not because you have a big or a large account, money in your account. No, that's not the reason. That's not the reason. First, I give thanks to God for his grace in my life. And I want to also say a very big thank you to our daddy in the Lord, that is our pastor, for the privilege that he has given to us, like young men, like us. You know, I used to say something. If it was to be in a denominational church where I came from, someone like us, that we are still young like this, before we will step the pulpit, you understand what I'm talking about, before you will step there. But here, the order is not like that. Can you please put your hands together for the man of God? Daddy, thank you so much. Thank you for the privilege. The Lord, we bless you more in Jesus' name. Brethren, this morning, there is something that we will look at in few minutes that we have before us. There's something very important that God has prepared for us this morning. So tell your neighbor, God has something for you. With a smile, oh, whether you like the person or not, just put a smile. And that thing will get into your hands in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our brief study this morning, we shall be looking at a topic that I titled The Gene of a Christian. Can we all say that? Please, this is a new motto. The Gene of a Christian. Can you say that? Thank you. The Gene of a Christian. Now, when we talk about gene, you have to understand something. Please, let me see the first slide. When we talk about gene, you must understand that, okay, let's see, 1 John chapter 3 and verse 9, the gene of, whosoever is born of what? Of God, doth not commit what? Sin. For his seed, take note, his seed, the seed of who? The seed of God remaineth in what? In him. That seed of God is what I titled the gene of God, which is otherwise known as the gene that is in a Christian. Now, in him. And he cannot sin because he is born of what? He is born of what? Of God. He cannot sin because that gene of God remains in him. That gene we keep on checking him. That gene is what we keep on guiding him. The seed of God's word. The seed, the gene of a Christian. We learn it by nature that before a woman can conceive, there must be a gene or what is otherwise known as a seed. Before a woman can conceive, a seed will come from who? The father. Another seed will come from who? The mother. And the two of them, we will unite. We come together and form what is known as, let me not use science term. We call it zygote. But now, it will form what is known as a little baby in the womb of the woman. I repeat, before a woman can conceive, the father will have to release a seed into the woman. And the woman also, we have to give something, an egg that is known as an incubator, that we house that gene that will house that seed that is coming from the what? From the woman. And as time goes on, that little thing that is in that woman will begin to what? To grow. As time goes on, after a period of about how many months? A life will be what? Will be born. That is physical. Let me see John. John chapter 1 and verse 12 to 14. John chapter 1 from verse 12 to 14. But as many as received him, to receive him is to believe in him. To them he gave the power to become the sons of what? Of God. Even to them, the power to become the son of God is what I also titled the gene. To them he gave the gene that makes them the sons of God. Because the gene that you inherited from your parents makes you that is what makes you their children, sir. So when you receive a gene from God, you now become the son of God. Even to them that believe on his what? His name. Verse 13. Which we are born not of what? Blood. So there is the birth. There is the birth that is of blood. And that one is the physical birth. That is the physical gene. The one I'm talking about this morning, which is a Christian gene, is not the physical gene. It's not the natural gene. It's the gene that comes from God. It's the gene that comes from God. It's the seed that comes from God, not of blood. Please, let me see that scripture. I'm explaining that scripture. Not of the will of the flesh. The one that is born of flesh is of the will of the flesh, not of the will of what? Of man. That is the physical gene. The man and the woman, they came together and they agreed that they want to give birth to a child. And so, because they want to give birth, they donate. The man will donate something, the woman will also donate something. That is birth according to the will of what? Of God. But that birth is not of what? It's not of God. The physical birth, the physical gene that produces you and I, is not of God. It is of blood. It is of what? Of flesh. That is the physical gene. Can we move on? But verse 14. And the word was made what? Flesh. Which word? When God was coming into this world, when God was sending his physical word, his spiritual gene into this world in the person of Jesus Christ, that word became flesh in the womb of what? Of a woman. The seed that produced the word of God, which is Jesus Christ that became the Son of God, is not of the blood. It's not of man. It's not. Jesus was not produced by the will of what? Of man. And dwell among us. And we beheld his words, his glory. The glory of the only begotten of what? Of the Father. He was full of grace and truth. Can I see the slide? Now let's move on. The gene of a Christian. In the natural world, which I have just explained, a gene determines how a person lives, how a person looks. That means the way you are looking, your color, the color of your skin was determined as a result of the gene that you inherited from your father and the gene you inherited from your what? Your mother. That is the purpose of the gene. So physically speaking, as I am seeing you, I am seeing half of the gene of your father. I'm seeing half of the gene of your what? Of your mother. That is what comes together and form you and I. If you believe that, put your hands together for the Lord Jesus Christ. So the color of your skin was as a result of the color that you inherited from your parents. The height that you have is as a result of the height of that you inherited from your parents. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Look, the way your nose is, physical gene, the way your nose is as a result of what you inherited from your parents. The way your hair look like, the color of your ear, even the texture of your ear is as a result of what you inherited, the gene that was transferred from your dad and your mom that makes you. That is what gives the color of the hair that you are carrying. That is what? That is known as the physical one. Spiritually now, let's move on to the spiritual. When a person is born again, God plants his own words, gene. What is that God gene that he plants into the person? His seed. Inside that person, inside that believer, the seed of God's word that is being planted into you that makes you a Christian is what we know as the gene of a Christian. It is not physical. It is a spiritual word, gene. This divine gene changes our words, our nature. By birth, we are not the children of God. By birth, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of what? Of God. The physical gene, Psalm 51 from verse 5, so that you can know the gene that produced you and I. We are not born Christian. Behold, I was shaping in what? In what? So the seed that produced you, the seed that produced me, flesh, carnally, is in iniquity. And in sin did my mother what? Conceived me. We are conceived in sin. The gene that comes from our father and the gene that comes from our mother that make us who we are today physically is equal to sin. How? Why is it because of sin? Because of what happened in the garden of what? Eden. We all inherited sin as a result of the fall of Adam in the book of Genesis, in the beginning. Sin entered Adam the moment he chooses to disobey the word of the Lord. The day he disobeyed the word of the Lord, what entered him? Sin entered into Adam. And Adam, we are the children of Adam physically. So everyone that we come from Adam, which is our forefather, the old man, the forefather, everyone that will come through that lineage of Adam will be conceived in what? In sin. No wonder. In Romans chapter 3, verse 23, it says, all have what? Sin and what? Falling short of the glory of what? Of God. And come short of the glory of God. So the gene that produces us physically is a fallen one. We are all the fallen image of who? Of Adam. We are all children of Adam by birth. The gene that conceives us is physical, is natural, and that gene is formed in iniquity. That gene is of sin, is not from God. This divine gene, let's move on, okay, changes our nature and gives us the power to live above sin. Don't forget, the physical gene that gave birth to you and I makes us to be a sinner. You will discover that when you give birth to a child, you don't need to teach that child to lie. You don't need to teach that child to steal. You don't need it. You don't need to teach your younger child to lie, to do what is not. You don't need it. You don't need to teach her. You need to lie. Already in him, in that boy, in that small girl, there is what in him? What is it that is in him? Sin is already in him. It is only the good that you need to teach that child. You need to teach that child. When you see an elderly person, what do? You greet. Because naturally, he was born in sin. Naturally, he was not born to do good. He was born to do what? To do evil. Sin, in another form, simply means somebody gave an acronym to sin. He called sin, S-I-N, sin. S means Satan. I mean in, then N means nature. Put it together. Sin simply means Satan in nature. So, we can now say that everyone is born in sin, right? We are conceived in sin. That is, we are conceived with Satan nature in us. And what is the nature of Satan? Please, what is the nature of Satan? Is it to do good? The gene that produced Cain. Okay, so that you can know the nature of Satan, the nature that we inherited after the fall. What was the gene that produced Cain? 1 John chapter 3 and verse 12. 1 John 3 verse 12. The gene that produced Cain, so that you can know. Not as what? As Cain, who was of that what? Wicked one. That means the gene, spiritual. The gene, spiritual gene that produced Cain, not the physical gene. The gene, the origin that Cain came from is from where? Oh, what is the gene? Is of, if I say you are of your father, it means you are from him. So Cain is from who? Cain is from who? That is the spiritual gene of Cain. Cain, physical gene, he inherited his physical gene from Adam, the fallen man. But the spiritual makeup, that is the character, that is the spirit that is in Cain, is not from who? It's not from Adam. That spirit that is in Cain is from who? Is from who? Okay, now. And he slew his brother. Is that the image of God? Did God form man to kill? Is there killing in the image of God? No. Who slew his brother? And wherefore slew he him? Because his what? His own works were what? Evil. And his brother's words? Righteous. For Cain, for you to understand what we are talking about the physical gene. The physical gene is that gene that we inherited from Adam, the fallen man. The fallen man. And that gene is totally put together as sin that entered Adam. The day that Adam ate that forbidden fruit, that Adam listened to that gospel from Pastor Serpent, something entered into Adam. And what is that thing that entered into Adam? Sin. Romans chapter, look at the book of Romans. Romans chapter 5 verse 12. Romans chapter 5 verse 12. Wherefore, as by how many man? As by how many man? And what is the name of that man? What is the name of that man? So put it together. As by Adam, sin entered into where? Into the world. Take note. Hang it there. Through Adam, sin entered. No, so when God created Adam, according to Genesis chapter 1, verse 31, sin was not in Adam. Until Genesis chapter 3, from verse 1 down, that Adam disobeyed. And because Adam disobeyed, something entered into who? Adam. And what is that thing that entered into Adam? Sin. And sin produced what? Death by sin. And so, death passed upon what? All men, for that all have what? And the Bible says the wages of sin is what? Death. That is the reward that we inherited from Adam. Adam was meant to be in that garden forever, but because he chose to disobey, something entered into him. And that thing that entered into him is called sin. And what is sin? Sin simply means Satan in what? In nature. Satan entered him.
Corruption entered him. Perversion entered him. He was not that image of God any longer. The image of God that makes a Christian is not the physical image. Genesis chapter 1, let's look at verse 26 and 27 so they can understand the image of God. Genesis chapter 1, 26 and 27. And God said, let us make man in our what? What is the image of God? The image of God that produces man is not the color of the skin of Adam. The image of God is not the height of Adam. The image of God that God created Adam is not anything physical about Adam. The image of God, and after our likeness, and let them have what? Dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowls of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. But take note, the image of God. So God created man. 27. So God created man in his own what? Image. And what is this image of God? Is it about our nose? No. If the image of God is nothing physical, the image of God is simply mean God created man to have his own character. The image of God is the character of man. That is the gene of man that man passes into Adam. Because Adam is from God. Adam is the first son of God. Adam is the first image of God. And then Jesus Christ became the what? The last Adam. Now, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, created he what? Him. Male and what? Female. Created he them. He created them. And in his image, take note, that image is the same image that we call the character of God. That is the seed of God that produces Adam and what? And Eve. Now we move on. To be born of God speaks of what? Spiritual what? Rebirth. It is not physical. To be born of God is not physical. His seed remaineth in him means God places his divine seed inside the believer forever. The day or what makes you a Christian is because God places his gene, which is otherwise known as his what? His seed in you. That is what makes you a Christian. Now, let's move on. Let's move on. We shall be looking at this study under the following headings. The gene of a Christian. Let's look at the headings quickly. One, we shall be looking at this study under what is the gene of what? A Christian. Number B, what does God's gene do in a Christian? When God's gene enters you, what is he going to do for you? C, there is an important clarification. He cannot sin. When the gene of God, the nature of God, the seed of God is in you, what does it mean that he cannot sin? What is the meaning? How to activate and strengthen God's gene in you? There is a way you can activate it. There is a way you can strengthen God's gene. Just like physically, to look healthy, you must eat what? Healthy food. You see? The color of your skin is as a result of what is coming in from you. It's not from what you are using outside. Your color. Oh, Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 13, verse 23. Jeremiah 13, 23. Let's look at it. Can the what? The Ethiopian change his what? Why can't the Ethiopian change his skin? Because he cannot change his skin because the skin was determined from the gene that he inherited from his what? From his what? His parents. So those of you that are using cream, please, I see. No matter what you use, the gene that is producing your skin, that is bringing the color out, is in you. Nothing that you can use to change that gene. If God has made you, if God has produced you, if when your dad and your mom comes together, they produce you to be black. No matter what you use, you will still remain what? Black. So continue using whatever thing you want to use. You can't change that color. An Ethiopian man cannot change his words, his color. If God has made you black, please remain black. There is nothing you can do. That is the gene that you inherited from your world, your parents. You can't change it. It will continue to grow. The more you apply the skin, the cream to bleach your body, the more the black will come up. Okay? And the leopard is what? His spot. Then, may ye also do good that are accustomed to do what? Evil. Human being was accustomed to do evil because of the gene that we inherited, the physical gene that we inherited from what? From Adam. Let's move on and see number one. What is the gene of a Christian? I've explained it, that the gene of a Christian is that spiritual seed that you receive from who? From God. The gene of a Christian is God's seed planted in us at our what? Spiritual birth. It is spiritual. The gene that makes a Christian is not physical. It is a spiritual gene that forms a Christian. And unless you receive that gene, you will remain carnal. You will remain flesh. This seed that is known as the gene includes, number one, the word of what? Of God. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. Being born again, not of what? Hey, church, please. Being born again, not of what? So there is a corruptible seed. That corruptible seed is that seed that we inherited from the fallen Adam. Satan entered the garden and corrupted man, and sin entered into man. So the seed that produces us, the seed that is from our father and from our mother, is what? It's a corruptible what? Seed. But of what? Of incorruptible. That is, the seed that makes a Christian is what? An incorruptible what? Seed. By the word of who? Which liveth and what? Abideth forever. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Then number B. That seed of God is simply talk about the nature of God. The seed of God is otherwise known as the nature of God. At the rebirth, when we are being born again, the nature of God enters us, enters into our world, our nature. 2 Peter chapter 1 from verse 4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by this ye might what? Be partakers of the divine what? What is this divine nature? The seed of what? Of God. The nature of God. Just like the physical, when a man and a woman comes together, they impart, they put into what? Into themselves, the nature of the man. That is the same thing. When God will want to make you a Christian, his nature is imparted into what? Into you. Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through what? Lust. Let's move on. So the seed of God is otherwise known as the nature of God. And then the seed of God simply means, or the gene that makes you a Christian, also means the life of who? Of Christ. The life of Christ. Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. I am crucified with who? With Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not what? Not I. When you become a Christian, you are now living, all right? But the life that you are living is not longer your own. But Christ liveth where? Hey, Christ liveth where? How many of you can say that Christ is living in you? If you know that Christ is living in you, put your hands together for the Lord. So the gene of a Christian simply means the life of Christ in what? In you. So if you have not the life of Christ, you are none of his. Let's move on. What the gene mean? It means the life of Christ. The gene of a Christian simply means the spirit, the Holy Spirit, the spirit of Christ in a man. Let's look at Romans chapter 8. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot what? They that are born according to the flesh cannot what? They that are not Christian cannot what? They that are of this world cannot what? But ye are not in the what? In the flesh. If you know you are not in the flesh, can I see your hands up? Oh, that's good. The Lord will bless you in Jesus' name. But in the what? We are in what? But in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwelleth where? In you. That is the seed of God. If it is that the seed of God is in you, if it is that the nature of God is in you, now, if any man have not the spirit of who? Of Christ. He is none of? Hey, if you don't have the spirit of Jesus in you, that is the gene that makes you a Christian. You are a Christian because the spirit of Christ is where? Is in you. If you don't have that spirit of Christ, you can come to church. You can become, you can be a friend of the pastor. It doesn't matter to heaven. You are not a Christian. You can build a church. You are not a Christian because the spirit of who is not what? Is not in you. Until you receive that spirit of God, which is known as the seed of God, you are none of his own. You are not, in fact, you are none of God. God is not your father. If I say how many of you is God your father, now everybody will raise their words, their hands. But the foundation of God standeth sure. That foundation have a seal that everyone, let everyone that words, that nameth the name of Christ depart from words. Depart from words. You cannot say that Christ is in you and you are living in sin. No, listen. Christ cannot be in you and you are still enjoying sin. Brother, it's never possible. You need to check the kind of spirit that is in what? In you. Christ cannot be in you and you will still be putting on all those things. You understand? Those Jezebelian attires. Christ can never condone that. The spirit of Christ cannot be in you and you are still a fan of the world. The spirit of Christ cannot be in you and you will still love the world. Because it is written, love not the world. Say it louder. Love not the world. The world. And all that is in it. If any man love the world, the love of who? Of the Father is not in him. If the gene of Christ, if the gene or the spirit or the seed of Christ is in you, you can never love this world. Let me see the next one. B. What does God's gene do in a Christian? The moment, physically speaking, the moment a woman receives a seed, the moment a woman conceived, you will see that physically that woman, something will happen. She will change, isn't it? Answer me now, women. The moment a woman receives a seed, that woman will change. Something will happen because the hormones in the body of that woman, something will happen to them. Now, that woman, maybe she used to wake up very early before and go to work. This time around, that woman cannot wake up early anymore because something has entered what? Oh, something has happened to that what? Woman. A seed is in her. The same way it is. When you receive the seed of God, when you receive the spirit of God, something must definitely happen to you. Something will happen to your nature. Something will happen. It is not, something must happen when the seed of God, when the word of God, when the spirit of God, the gene of God enters into you, something will happen to you. One of the things that will happen to you is, one, when you receive the seed of God, that seed of God changes your what? Your what? Your old. Old nature. It's automatic. It will change it. What is the old nature? The nature of what? The nature of what? The Ephesians chapter 1 tells us. No, Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. Let's look at. By nature, we are children of wrath. Ephesians chapter 2. Let me see verse 3. quickly. Ephesians chapter 2. Among whom also we all had our conversation in time past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. And we are by nature the children of what? Oh, by nature we are children of what? We are children of wrath. So the moment the seed of God enters into you, the first thing the seed will do in your heart, that seed will change that what? That nature of sin in you. It will first change it. It is automatic. When you receive that seed of God, it changes your nature. What other thing does the seed of God do in a man? The seed of God also, number two, it gives power over what? That seed of God gives power over what? Before, as we are conceived, in sin, meaning we are all under the dominion of what? Sin. Sin is our master. But now look at it. In the book of Romans chapter 6 and verse 14. Romans chapter 6 and verse 14. For sin shall not have what? Dominion. The moment you receive the seed of God, the moment the gene of God enters you, the moment the spirit of Jesus enters you, sin will not longer have what over you? Dominion. For ye are not under the what? The law, but under grace. Let's continue and see what the seed of God can do. Number three, it produces a godly what? Desire. By nature, we don't like anything that has to do with God. Naturally, we are born to be away from God because sin creates what? Separation from God. Now, when the seed of God enters you, you will now begin to desire the things of what? Of God. You cannot say you are a Christian. You have the gene of God, but you don't desire. When they say it is time for prayer, you are not always happy. When they say it is time, let's do some fasting together, that is when you remember you have ulcer. You cannot fast. When it is time, let's go to church, you are not always happy. Well, then what are your desires? Are you truly sure that you have the Spirit of Christ in you? That Spirit comes into you to make you to desire what? To desire God. It creates a godly desire in us. And the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Let's move on. Finally, it makes sin uncomfortable. The moment the seed of God enters into man, sin becomes what? You becomes what? Sin becomes uncomfortable. You can never be comfortable with sin. If any man is living in sin, that person has not the gene. He has not the seed of God in what? In him. Because the purpose of the seed of God in a man is to what? Is to make him to be uncomfortable with what? With sin. You cannot say you have the gene of God in you and you are comfortable going to night parties. You cannot say you have the seed of God in you and you are comfortable with singing wordless songs. You cannot say you have the seed of God. The gene of God cannot be in you and you are closely tied to this world. That is not the seed of God. Check what kind of spirit, what kind of seed is in what? In you. Because when the seed of God enters you, you become anything that has to do with sin. You becomes what? It becomes uncomfortable to you. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Let's move on. Then see, important clarification. He cannot what? Sin. When we say that if a person should have the gene of God, if a person should have the life of God, if a person should have the nature of God, that person cannot sin. What is the meaning of cannot sin? Cannot sin. Simply means not sinless perfection. Cannot sin simply does not mean, it means it's not that you are perfect. You cannot. As long as you carry this body, as long as you are still in this flesh, you can still be tempted. A Christian can still fall. Oh, a Christian can what? Can fall. But what differentiates between the one that is a Christian, that have the Spirit of God, the one that have this life of God in him, what differentiates between him and that person who is not a Christian is that Christian, at his falling stage, he will not be what? comfortable. He will not be relaxed. He will want to do something to come out of it. So when we say that a Christian, that one who has the gene of God cannot sin, it does not mean that he's perfect. But sin is no longer his what? Habit. You cannot say you have the gene of God. You cannot say you have the nature of God and sin will still be your habit. Check it, brother. That is not. You are not yet a Christian. Sister, you cannot say you have the spirit of God, the gene of God, the nature of God in you, and you are still comfortable wearing trousers. Check it very well. The gene, the seed, the spirit in you is not of Jesus. Because the inside controls the outside. The inward controls the outward. What is in you, the gene in you, dictates what you do physically. For by their fruit, you will do what? You will know them. So if the spirit that is in you is always telling you to wear trousers, it doesn't matter. Check it, it's not of Christ. Because it is written in the word of Christ, in the seed of God, in the word of God, that what? Woman shall not wear that which pertaineth to. And you say you have the spirit of God, but you are always comfortable wearing it. Check it, it's not the gene of God. It's not the spirit of God that is in you. Look, your physical appearance at times can tell us what is in you. The way you dress at times, people will say the way you dress, you will be what? Addressed. The way you dress at times can tell us the kind of spirit that is what? In you. If you are comfortable dressing worldly, it means the spirit of the world is where? It's in you. That is why you are always comfortable. And when they tell you those things, sister, don't wear this, sister. You will face it makes me look smart. It's because of the new job that I got. My boss said I should always wear it. My boss said if I don't wear it, I may lose that job. And Pastor, you know, it is not because of your boss. It is because of the spirit that is what? In you. Are there not Christians? Are there not other women that are doing the same job that you are doing? And they are not dressing the way you are dressing? That's the question you need to ask yourself. If you really have the gene of God, if you really have the nature of God, you will never be comfortable in what? In sin. So, sin will not be your habit, practice, or lifestyle anymore. As it is written in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 6. What did it say? Whosoever abideth in what? In him. Sinneth. Say it louder. Sinneth. Sinneth not mean he will not continue in the habit of what? Sin. That's what it means. He will not. He will never be comfortable in sin. Whosoever sinneth has not what? If you are a sinner, practice. You are a sinner in habit. That person, he has not seen who? He has not seen him. Neither did he know him. That means that person did not know God at all. Sister, they are telling you that doing this thing is no good. Brother, beating your wife is no good. You are still finding justification. You are still saying it's because she did this. It's because she is not always this. That's why I always beat her. Please check it. What kind of seed, what kind of spirit is what is in you? You can never be comfortable in sin if you have the seed of God, what? In you. The last part, part D. How to activate strengthen God's gene in us. How do you activate it? How do you grow the gene of God? How do you grow in the nature of God? How do you grow in the seed of God? Number one, to grow, to activate the nature of God, to activate the seed of God, you must daily feed on what? Feed on what? On the word of what? Of God. If you want to grow in the gene, if you want to grow in the spirit, if you want to grow in the nature of God, feed on the word of God. Psalm 119 and verse 11. Thy word have I what? Hid in my heart, that I might not what? sin against thee. If you want to live a life that is pleasing before God, what are you supposed to be hiding in your heart? What are you supposed to be feeding on? Say it louder. The word. That's why I sang that song, that something is more than gold. Something is more than silver. The word, or the life of Christ in words, in a person, is more than words, is more than gold. Feed on the word. Dwell on the word. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. Colossians 3, 16. Let the word of who? Let the word of who? Dwell in you. How? Richly in all wisdom. If you want to grow the gene of God, if you want to grow in the nature of God, let the word of Christ, because that is the seed. The word is the seed that produces you. If you want to grow that seed, if you want to grow in your Christian walk, let the word of Christ dwell richly, richly in all in you, in all wisdom, teaching, admonishing one another in psalms, in hymns, in spiritual songs, singing with what? With grace in your heart to who? To the Lord. To the Lord. Not singing the wordless songs. To work. When the gene of God enters you, it will make you to work. Now, to activate the gene of God, you must work in what? Say it louder. You must work in what? In spirit. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 16. This I say then. What is it that the apostle is telling us? This I say then to the bride of Christ worldwide. What is the apostle telling us? What is the word of God telling us? This I say then, that you should what? Walk in what? And ye shall not fulfill what? Lust of the flesh. Walk in the spirit. What is to walk in the spirit? Walk in Christ. Walk in love. Let love be the order, because the nature of God is love. Let's walk in love. Let's walk in unity. And then sin will never have dominion over you. Another thing to activate the gene of God is build a strong what? Relationship with who? With God. When you come to church, you don't seek to build a relationship with, can I say it, with the pastor. That's not your, that shouldn't be your first primary assignment. Your primary assignment should not be to know the pastor. Your primary assignment should not be to know the prophet, that prophet, that prophet that I always see. That shouldn't be your first assignment. When you come into church like this, that shouldn't be your assignment, to know that prophet, to see that pastor. No, 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 no. When the seed of God enters you, you will want to make what? Relationship. You will want to know more, more, more about who? Oh, you will want to know more about who? About God. About God. And number four, quick repentance when you what? When you what? You fall. Yes, a Christian can fall. But when a Christian fall, what is he supposed to do? He's supposed to do what? To sit down there? To sit down in the sin? What is he supposed to do? Repent, quick. Don't sit down there and be saying you need somebody to come and pull you out. Who pulled you inside before? Come out of that thing. Come out of it. Come out quickly. Repent. Repent from that sin. Repent from that sin. But if you are still seated there, it means your origin is questionable. If you are comfortable in your sin, your origin, the gene that produces you is questionable gene. They tell you everything. Brother, leave matter now. Brother, leave matter now. You say, lie, lie, I will never forgive. Lie, lie, I will never forget it. I will never forget what that brother has done. I will never forget what that sister has done. Your origin is questionable. Are you sure it is the seed of God that is in you? Are you sure it is Christ that is in you? That you cannot forgive? That you say, oh, in fact, until we meet in heaven, I will not leave it until we meet in heaven. Who told you? Who told you that you are going to heaven? Who told you that if you don't forgive that your brother, if you don't forgive that your sister, you are going to meet in heaven? You are going to hell. 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 Hell is the portion of everyone who will not forgive. Quick repentance. It's not as if you don't fall. When you fall and someone tells you, brother, this thing you are doing is not good, you don't begin to look for a means to justify your actions. No. Sister, what you are doing, this thing you are wearing, is not Christian. It's not Christian to be wearing this. Then you are now looking for means to justify it. To, I am doing it because, instead of you to repent quickly and come out of it, you are saying, because the Lord will have mercy upon us in Jesus' name. Finally, let's look at the summary. In conclusion, the gene of a Christian is God's what? Seed living inside where? Us. It is powerful. That gene is holy. If that gene is holy, it means you yourself, you must be what? Holy. Is capable of keeping us from a life of what? Sin. Take note. You cannot continue in sin and say that grace should what? Abide. With the moment the seed of God, the moment the gene of God enters you, that gene has the power to keep you from what? From sin. You are not struggling to be what? Holy. When the gene of God enters you, you are no longer struggling to live a Christian life. No, you are not struggling. You are born what? Oh, you are born what? At birth, we have a little portion of God's character is in us at birth. For God gave the Spirit to Christ without measure. When a child is born, that child is born with everything he needs. He's born with leg. He's born with hands. He's born with eyes. Eh? As a Christian, as you are born with everything that you need. You are born with a nature of God in you. And that nature of God is holiness. If God is your father, you will live a what? You will live a what? Holy life. You will live according to whom you are. Not who you used to be. When the gene of God comes inside you, you will not be living as whom you used to be. Before, I used to be a drunkard. But now, when the gene of God enters you, you will no longer be a what? Okay. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. But if the Spirit of what? Of him that raised up who? Jesus from dead dwells in you. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall what? Also quicken your mortal bodies. When that Spirit enters into you, that Spirit will give you power. You can never be comfortable anymore. The fact that you are carrying this body of sin, you cannot be comfortable in sin anymore. It quickens your mortal bodies. By his Spirit that what? By his Spirit that what? That Spirit that is in you is called the gene of. Bow down your head and say, thank you, Father. Tell God to give you his gene.
Purify me like a god.
Father, help me. Give me your gene.
Out of my blood.
Give me your Spirit.
To save my body, ease your sanctuary. Purify me like a god, so that I can be born. To save my body, ease your sanctuary. Purify me like a god, so that I can be born. To save my body, is your sanctuary. My body is your sanctuary. My body is your sanctuary. In Jesus' name we pray. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ we pray. God bless you all. Thank you very much, our teacher Tio. God bless you. We need to know who we are. Brethren, we need to know who we are. And when the Bible says, by their fruit, we know them. You now understand that the fruit shows the gene you are made up of. That's all he's trying to tell us. The gene you're made up of is confirmed by the character that you display. Not too many people still understand why you must be born again. Why you must be born again. May God help us. Don't take going to church, belonging to a church, for any other reason other than that we are brethren coming together as a family meeting. This family meeting, members of this family are members of the body of Christ. That is our gene. If you have not the spirit of Christ, you are none of his. If you have the spirit of Christ, then prove it. You will be like Jesus. You will be like Jesus. You must. There must be something about you that shows through you be the pekin of your papa. You must. Even if physically you don't resemble him for face, there is a character you will have that they will say, "That's where in papa be." No, see, I'm in papa very wicked. You know, see, I'm in papa native. In papa, that's why they say Cain was of the wicked one. Now, in Jean, be that. Jesus told those Pharisees, "We won't kill him. You are of your father, the devil." He said, "The loss of your father." He said, fulfill it. Because you can't do otherwise. You can't give what you don't have. You can't be what you are not. That is why you must be born again. When he takes you, he converts you. How does he convert you? Ezekiel chapter 36. How does he convert you? He brings you from verse 24.
For I will take you from among the heathen,
yes,
and gather you out of all countries,
yes,
and will bring you into your own land.
Yes.
Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you,
you
shall be clean.
And you'll be clean.
From all your filthiness and from all your idols will I cleanse you.
From what?
From all your filthiness and from all your idols.
All your filthiness. All your idols. He will clean you and you will do something. This is the conversion, though.
A new heart also will I give you.
He will give you a new heart because the former heart is a heart of stone. No matter how you pour the commandment of God, no matter how you pour the word of God, it cannot penetrate. No conscience. And what will he do thereafter?
And a new spirit will I put within you.
He will change your taste.
That's the spirit.
And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh.
He will now give you a heart that something can penetrate and then make you repent. Then make you cry. Then make you say, oh, is this a useless life I'm living? Father, forgive me. You can now sing truly, I have decided to follow Jesus. And what will happen?
Then, and I will put my spirit
it
within
is
you.
After that, if your heart of stone does not change to the heart of flesh, and a new spirit is not changed, you can't have the Holy Ghost. Then you will put his spirit within you. And what will happen?
And cause you to walk in my statutes.
Then he can cause you to live a life pleasing before him.
You shall keep my judgment.
That is the meaning of grace. That is the meaning of conversion. That is when, if a man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Your gene has to change by the walking of the power that dwell in us. Ephesians 3 verse 20. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20.
Unto him that is able to do
exceeding abundantly. See the way Apostle Paul put it.
Above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us.
According to what?
To the power that worketh in us.
There is a power that works in us. The power is referring to, it's not the power to cast out devil. You can cast out devil and still not be converted. That's the where the mystery is. It is the power that lines you up with the word of God. It's the power that makes you reflect Christ again on earth. That is our destiny. Our destiny is to be conformed to the image of Christ Jesus. By a power that is working in us. Anytime you see yourself comfortably living a life contrary to what the word of God expects you to do, your heart has not yet been dealt with. Anytime you see yourself comfortably attuned to this world, a new spirit has not been given to you. Just note that the purpose of the cross is for God to give us power to become his children. And the power to become the son of God is the power that transforms a sinner to a saint. You have not benefited from the cross on Calvary. If only the only testimony you give about your life is your healing, your deliverance, your breakthrough, and all these other testimonies. Your testimony must include, I once was lost, but now I'm found. That is the testimony of the believer. That is amazing grace. Can we stand up and sing it? That's our testimony. Testimony.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
That's the testimony of a believer.
I was lost,
but now
I'm found.
What's the lie?
What's the lie?
But now
I see.
Oh yes.
Oh, was great the
has been the great champion. I first believe,
oh,
true
faith, oh, yes,
just on this day.
I have already
come.
His grace has brought me.
Everybody now, that's our hope. Oh yes.
Being dead 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun.
With the last words to sing,
with gold as day, to sing God's praise.
Salvation produces. If you have truly met with Christ and he truly got you converted, you know that is the first testimony you have. That is the first testimony. And that is the testimony